From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Barack Obama is scheduled to visit Orlando, Florida Thursday, the site of a deadly mass shooting that resulted in the deaths of 49 and saw 53 additionally wounded. VOA's Jim Malone files this story on the president's remarks following presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump's call to ban Muslims following the shooting.
After meeting security advisors at the Treasury Department on the Orlando shootings, President Obama quickly pivoted to lash out at Donald Trump's proposed Muslim ban.
And if we fall into the trap of painting all Muslims with a broad brush and imply that we are at war with an entire religion, then we are doing the terrorist work for them.
The president responded to Trump's speech on Monday, blaming the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton for policies that Trump said have helped the terrorists. Obama said such talk is dangerous and hurts U.S. efforts to win the support of moderate Muslims. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. presidential primary election season officially ended on Tuesday with Hillary Clinton defeating Bernie Sanders in Washington's primary. Following the contest, Clinton and Sanders held what they called a positive discussion. Hillary Clinton is the Democratic Party's presumptive nominee, and her official selection is expected at a convention in Philadelphia next month. China warned U.S. President Barack Obama against meeting with the Dalai Lama, noting the scheduled closed-door meeting could damage mutual trust. President Barack Obama has met with the Dalai Lama several times during his presidency and refers to him as a good friend. China views the Dalai Lama as a dangerous separatist. This is VOA. United States Secretary of State John Kerry is in Norway and is calling for Russia and Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to respect a fragile ceasefire.
We believe we can achieve enforcement on both sides. We believe that is the only way to get to the table in Geneva to begin to negotiate a legitimate transition. So there is a way forward, and that's what I was referring to. But it will require good effort in the next week, in the next days, in order to achieve it.
Authorities are searching for a 2-year-old boy who was dragged by an alligator into the water near a Disney World hotel in Florida late Tuesday. The boy was with his parents and siblings on vacation. The family was wading in a man-made lake used mostly for boating when the attack occurred. More than 50 law enforcement personnel have been dispatched to search the Seven Seas Lagoon, which reaches a depth of about 4 meters outside Disney's Grand Floridian Resort in Orlando. A British-Iranian woman is being detained in Iran and has been charged with attempting to overthrow the country's government. Iranian news agencies reported Wednesday that Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe is accused of taking part in media and intelligence projects aimed at causing the soft toppling of the Islamic Republic. The agencies quoted a statement from Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guards. Zaghari Ratcliffe was arrested at Tehran Airport on April 3rd as she prepared to leave the country with her daughter after visiting family in Iran. Officials in Tokyo say a Chinese spy ship entered Japanese waters early on Wednesday. The intelligence ship was spotted around 3:30 a.m. local time near Kuchin Oeirabu Island in southern Japan. The ship reportedly left Japanese waters around 90 minutes later. China claims it was acting within its rights according to international law and freedom of navigation. Newly declassified internal CIA documents show agency officials are convinced its detention and interrogation program provided unique and invaluable intelligence, while some expressed deep reservations and cautioned against leaving a trail of documents questioning its legality. The CIA released a group of about 50 documents totaling hundreds of pages on Tuesday in response to a request filed under the Freedom of Information Act. Many of the files are heavily redacted, with full pages and identifying information such as the sender, the recipients, and dates blocked out. President George W. Bush authorized the program 6 days after the September 11, 2001 terror attacks in order to capture and question al-Qaeda militants and extract information that could prevent another attack. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.